Nathan Hurst. He's the great writer from the Detroit News. Nathan, how are you?
Good. Nice to be with you.
Interesting story you wrote titled "The Deficit Fight Threatens to Rural Airport Service." And basically the story talked about how funding for the small airports throughout the state is threatening to be cut, which would shut down a lot of these airports. We've seen some change here with Atlantic Community College deciding to get out of the aviation business. That program for teaching people how to fly is going to be taken over by EMU, but there's one less service that the local airport will be performing. And as infrastructure is so huge and transportation is so huge for business here in the state of Michigan, I thought the story was interesting. What made you decide to dive into it?
Well, it was interesting to say. I used to cover, before I came down here to Washington, I used to cover the airline industry for the news. And Michigan is one state that has a lot of subsidized service because we have a lot of those rural airports, especially up in the UP. And these are kind of lifelines for people. This is the way that, you know, you're able to get out on that business trip from your business in Marquette or up in Escanaba or over in Manistee, and be able to get there without having to drive 4 or 5 hours to an airport. And so, you know, combing through some of the budget cuts that Congress is looking at right now, I noticed that the Essential Air Service program, which subsidizes a lot of these flights to smaller airports in rural areas of states like Michigan, were on the chopping block. And in Michigan, we actually have 8 airports that operate solely with subsidized flights. And, there's a great possibility that if this funding gets cut, that these airports are not going to see any more service because it's not always profitable to fly there. So that leaves people in a lot of rural areas in Michigan completely in a bind. Talking to some of the delegation, though, they're definitely looking at ways to preserve those subsidies. But as you know, cutting is the name of the game in Washington these days. So nothing is guaranteed that they'd be able to be kept.
Nathan, when did these subsidies start? Tell us a little bit about the history, and when do they end with the current funding plan?
Well, they started back in 1978, and it was actually an outgrowth of when Congress decided that the federal government was going to stop regulating the airline industry as far as fares go. Because if you remember back before 1978, fares were set by the government. And basically, airlines were guaranteed about 12% profit per seat. So in 1978, they were allowed to start competing on price, but then people, some of the congressmen representing rural areas, noticed that, you know, there's no way that that companies can profitably serve little airports. So they said, fine, you know, we're going to contract it out, and, you know, between the larger airports, you guys battle it out, but for the smaller ones, we're going to give you a subsidy just to keep this local service going. Over the years, that, you know, as technology has made it more profitable and more efficient to serve airports of all sizes, with different kinds of planes and such, they pull back on those subsidies. But right now we're looking at a situation where by the end of the fiscal year, which is September 30th, there could be some major cuts in this program that's been going on for more than 30 years now.
So how do you see this working out? Is it going to be our Michigan congressmen or our state or our United States senators, a combination of both, of them getting out and doing what they can to keep these subsidies intact?
Well, it's interesting. The two senators, Steve Savnow and Carl Levinite, you know, they already voted for a version of this, of the FAA reauthorization bill that would keep the subsidies fully intact. Republicans in the House voted for one that would have completely shut it down altogether. But one interesting thing I found out once I went back to some of the Republicans from Michigan who had voted for the bill that killed all of them, and I pointed out, well, you know, that there's some of these airports in your district. They said that was a bad vote. Dan Benishek is one of those people from the UT in the first district. His district actually has 6 of the 8 airports. And he said, you know, that wasn't a very good vote. We're going to work to save the subsidy. He doesn't think it's wasteful spending because it does provide so much of a transportation lifeline for the state. So it's definitely going to be a bipartisan deal to get this done, but a lot of Republicans that represent those rural House districts are realizing, hey, we need to keep the subsidies in place because otherwise, you know, people are going to have difficulty going to see grandma, getting kids to camp, going off to college, that kind of thing. So.
All right, Nathan, you can read Nathan's story at detnews.com. As always, Nathan, it's a pleasure to talk with you.
Great to talk to you this morning. Have a good one.